You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, and you are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always get in touch with us by calling or texting. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream, which is right now on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we in this house still call Twitter. If you want to also get in contact with us, you can also use the Civic Media app. Download it right now. Get it on your device. You can call. You can text. You can leave a voice note. As I've said before, even if you don't like me, trust me, I have voice notes of people who don't like me, but that option is available on the free Civic Media app, and I'd love to hear from you regardless. We're going to keep the show moving on. After the 10:30 news, we're going to be talking about what are we doing for the holidays, audio sorbet style. Are you kicking back? Are you traveling? If you're traveling, may God be with you, because it cannot be an easy task. And then This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Oh Holy Freaking Night Edition. That one is going to be fun. And this is, as I mentioned before, is our last live show of the week. We will have a curated best of, which is a walk down memory lane of the retirement jaunt for Jane Matinere, the namesake of the show, who retired on the 12th of December. Great interviews, great discussions. Stick around for that tomorrow if you'd like. We'd love to have you hear it. And then Christmas music on Thursday and Friday, but we will be back on Monday for live shows, and hopefully a little bit more satiated with turkey and or whatever holiday item you like to eat. I myself in particular to stuffing. So point is, we wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, but we want to keep the conversation going, and I want to talk about something that I'm going to admit that I had not really known much about, particularly with this sort of surveillance. I know that the discussions of privacy in this country are big. We hear a lot about people like Peter Thiel and Palantir, but this is something that hits closer to home as well. I want to talk about the Flock system. It's a surveillance technology, and our local police departments have been using it. And to do that, I want to talk to someone who has written extensively for it. He is a journalist and videographer. He is a lifelong resident of Milwaukee. He has written for the Wisconsin Examiner, but also Urban Milwaukee, Ismith, Milwaukee Stories, Milwaukee Neighborhood News Services, Pontiac Tribune, the Progressive Magazine, Al Jazeera, and other outlets. His name is Isaiah Holmes, and I want to welcome him to the show. Isaiah, good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. How are you today? Wonderful. I'm really appreciated. Really appreciate you being here. That is a very long list of credits. That is amazing. That's wonderful. And I'm looking forward to having this discussion. It's a one that I wanted to admit that I don't know a lot about with regard to this particular system of surveillance. So let's start there. Can you tell us about the Flock system? And what brought this story to you? Where were your first experiences with what this is? I mean, reading about it, it is overwhelmingly across the country. It is a huge corporation, and I would say if you probably asked 10 people, I wouldn't say all of them would know what this is. They would know about surveillance, but they wouldn't know because this is a brand name. This is not. Yeah. And what brought this story to you? Where did you first become exposed with the Flock system? Of course I have, sir. Of course I have. For everyone else who doesn't know, why don't you tell them? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us right now, Matt and Aaron Air, we are speaking with Isaiah Holmes, who is a writer, journalist, works for the Wisconsin Examiner, as well as written for many other outlets. And we're talking about the Flock system, which is a surveillance system, a brand name of cameras that is used by police departments nationwide and quite a few in Wisconsin. And I feel like when you talk about this kind of surveillance, people might say, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the high tech of it all, people will say, well, that's Madison and Milwaukee, and that's got to be really expensive. There's over 221 departments here in Wisconsin that utilize it. And you said something that was very important. I want to come back to that, is that you have to just type in a code or type in a reason to use it. And in your stories, you have written that a majority of it is just the word investigation, which provides no transparency, no real useful reason of why they were utilizing technology, just saying, just type in investigation and then access whatever they want. And we're talking thousands upon thousands of hits in a year's time. This isn't even like, this is like a year's time. And so for me, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of things that make me go, this does not feel right. But I think the lack of transparency from how they can access it to what you just said, as far as trying to get information from them, is also something that is very concerning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too, is when you bring up the fact that, you know, when you asked about what, you know, beyond investigation, those other words they use, when you ask comment on that, because it's open investigation, it'll compromise the integrity. And really when it comes down to it, it's about making it as difficult for us to understand what they're using it for, which also in, I can't remember if it was, I believe it was your story where it said it doesn't also guarantee results. There are examples of officers and deputies technology are to falsely accuse in the matter of Denver. And then in Kansas City, a gentleman was tracking his ex-girlfriend. So I don't like any of, but I want to know why it's happening and what he's trying to find out with that oversight, that accountability, transparency. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk more about Milwaukee too, because you also wrote another story just recently in the past few on the 10th of December about the sheriff's the Milwaukee Sheriff's Department pushing for facial recognition technology. And I want to talk about where that's going and also just basically how people can get involved looking at those agenda items and making sure they're familiar with what's being discussed. But we're going to be speaking more with Isaiah Holmes from the Wisconsin Examiner. If you have questions, comments, leave them on the live stream, call in. We'd love to hear from you. But we're going to be taking a small break. We're going to come back. Don't go anywhere. Stay hydrated. Stay amazing. You're listening to Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach, sitting in. I'm not sitting for Jamie. Oh my gosh, Calvin, it's been 2 weeks. I'm not sitting in. I am the host. I am your host here on Civic Media. You can get in touch with us. Give a call, give a text, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that will be forever in my heart, Twitter. We have audio sorbet coming up after the news, as well as This Shouldn't Be a Thing. But right now we are talking to Isaiah Holmes, who is a journalist and a videographer for the Wisconsin Examiner. And we are talking about flock surveillance technology, how it's utilized in police departments around Wisconsin and across the country. And I wanted to talk about this story that came out on the 10th of December that you wrote for The Examiner. By the way, subscribe to The Examiner, everybody. These are important papers. These are important news outlets. These are local, covering the stories that affect you deeply and directly. And I'm not making that appeal because Isaiah's here and I want him to be my friend. I'm saying that because I read this all the time. So, on the 10th of December, you wrote a story entitled Milwaukee Sheriff Pushes Facial Recognition Technology Before County Board. Now, I looked at, I saw that Flock does not use facial recognition, but this is also just another sense of the conversation on surveillance. And what has been the overwhelming opinion on this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to Angela Lang and Block. I love her, friend of the show, been here many, many times. You bring up a very important point with the 2020 protests. And one of the things on the 404 website is the fact that they use technology to monitor the No Kings protests. And this is not just about trying to fight crime. This is about so much more. And I think when you talk about public comments, it's just that. It's a comment. It's not a question and answer. They don't have, I mean, how many times, Isaiah, have you watched videos where people are speaking their hearts, as you said, taking time out of their schedules to speak about things that truly affect them? And I look over and I see political leaders and leaders, I use that word sparingly, looking at their phone or not even there. And I think that is where, you know, you have individuals like Isaiah here doing great reporting, but also it's on us as the individual citizens to look at the agendas of our common council, of our county board, of our village board, and see what's on there, because it's looking out for presentations and proposals to buy this kind of technology. It's not just for big cities, as you wrote, Isaiah. This is across Wisconsin, across the country, for the smallest, maybe even like smallest village to a place like Milwaukee. It's in use and we need to know about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd love to talk more about that with you another time, Isaiah. Please come back to this show. Isaiah Holmes is a journalist and videographer, works for the Wisconsin Examiner, and he has been our guest today. Thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful holiday. I hope you could spend some time off. And as always, please come back. We'd love to talk to you more. All right. When we come back, we're talking audio sorbet. Don't go anywhere. Matt and Aaron Air, Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, and we are on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always call, text, leave a comment on the live stream. You can do that first by 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you are on the live stream right now, hello, live stream. I hope you're having a wonderful day. You can leave a comment there. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. As I mentioned earlier, this is our last live show of the week before we take a Christmas break, a well-deserved Christmas break. Wouldn't you agree, Calvin? That's Calvin, by the way, on the ones and twos. He is the board lord, sweet Calby, the Calvinator, Calvarino?
Yeah, I don't know if others would agree, but I mean, I think we earned it.
I think so, too. And I think I've earned it also. I believe my boss said you need to take vacation time, for goodness sake. But yeah, we are going to be taking a few days off this week, a few days off next week. But tomorrow we have for you a finely curated show, a best of collection, which will highlight the retirement journey of one Jane Matinere, the namesake of this show, our fearless leader, who I hope is kicking back right now with an iced tea, listening to us saying, it's not the same. I like that. It's like when your brother's like, yeah, I like that band, but I liked them before they got all popular and stuff like that. Not to say that I'm popular. I'm not. I'm just a guy. But it's a great set of interviews with current colleagues, former colleagues, talking about what her career has done for the community, for others. She did it for almost 45 years. So we're going to play for you our favorite moments from those episodes. That's going to be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. tomorrow, pre-recorded, so please don't call in. We won't be able to take your calls. No one will be here. But then also on Thursday and Friday, we will have Christmas music for you, which I'm hoping is just a loop of Paul McCartney's wonderful Christmas time, because that is top three Christmas songs ever, and I will not be challenged on this, and I will not be debated, and I thank you for respecting my privacy and correct opinion on this. But next week, we'll have 2 days of live shows as well, and then we will have more curated best-ofs for you for New Year's Eve, New Year's, and the day after, following back with a full week of shows on January the 5th with lots of great guests. But we hope you can stick around for that. We really appreciate you being here. Really appreciate you hanging out with us, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., me and Calvin taking over the controls of the show and trying to put together something really fun for you, informative, and getting you engaged in the process, because this is all about what affects us directly here in Wisconsin, America, and we've been having a lot of fun. Calvin, I hope you've been having fun, right? He's a guy of few words, if you don't know Cal, and so I always have to check in and just be like, are we friends?
Friends, certainly.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, friends, not sure. I'm not positive about that one. I wouldn't go, your mom's check hasn't cleared yet, so I wouldn't say friends for sure.
But no, yeah, I've been having a good time.
Good. Excellent. And I want to throw a shout out. And I've mentioned his name before. Tucker is our senior broadcasting producer. He has been far and away a major asset to the Matt and Aaron Air family, putting together wonderful guests, putting together wonderful research packets for me to get acclimated with the things we're going to talk about. This is more about thanks than anything, Calvin, right now during this audio sorbet. And I don't want to go away for the holidays without people knowing that I care and respect and appreciate them. So yeah, Tucker Lejerski, who is our, I think I said it, Tucker, please drop into the private chat. Did I say Lejerski? Lejerski, right? Yeah. He is our senior broadcasting producer. He has been wonderful to work with, and Cal is amazing, and of course everyone else here at Civic Media. I'm hoping that everyone has a wonderful, wonderful Christmas break, holiday break, if you're celebrating Hanukkah. Question is, what are you doing for the holidays? Does it start today? Does it start tomorrow? Do you have to work on Christmas? I want to know. Call in. Text in. Leave a comment on the live stream. What are your holiday plans? Is it the same thing every year? Do you have to get on a plane? If you do, my goodness, I respect you. But I would love to know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. Again, we are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Calvin, start with you. Oh, by the way, I mentioned this before really quick. This we were talking about MATC, Madison and Milwaukee Area Technical Colleges. I think that's how you say the plural. Milwaukee. They are the Wolfie. Their mascot, so I take it the MATC Madison Wolves, and Wolfie is their mascot. I'm pretty sure that MATC Milwaukee is the Thunder, so I think maybe we are Thunders. That's our mascot. It's just a Thunder. Calvin, it can't be anything. The Thunder isn't a thing. It's a sound.
Yeah, the NBA team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, mm-hmm. their mascot is a bison.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. It's Oklahoma City. I'm going to look this up right now. MATC mascot Milwaukee. That is, hopefully it's not. It is. Oh, okay. Oh, no. All right. I was wrong. MATC is the Stormers. I thought it was the Thunders. It's not. It is the Stormers, and the mascot is the powerful Greek god Zeus, who wields, wait for it, lightning. So, as long as you don't have to change it because someone gets upset, I'm fine with that. So we are go Stormers, go Panthers, go, well, my high school is a little, and it's fine. Point is, thank you for getting in touch with us, PJ, on the live stream. We're really having a lot of fun. Love having you around, too. Want to know what you guys are up for Christmas? Is it starting today? Is it starting tomorrow? Do you go to town? Is it different every year? And John, right, let's start off with John on the line. She's working today and Friday. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, lots of food and drink and family time, which may or may not increase the need for drink. Understood, John. Thank you very much for getting in touch on that one. Calvin, what do you do? Is it different every year? Do you do a certain thing with your family, or what are your plans when you walk out of here? What's the first thing you're doing?
Okay. Well,
yeah. Okay. All right.
Not to go down a rabbit hole, but the first thing I'll be doing when I leave today is probably trying to find a little bit of an extra gift for my brother and his girlfriend. Because I spent $60 to $70 on my mom, my dad, and my sister.
Yeah.
And my brother and his girlfriend. So I feel a little bad that they have a joint gift. So I'm going to try to make it a better joint gift.
Well, why don't you get, like, you have the joint gift is a thing, and I don't want to say it's, by the way, I'm sorry, Tucker, it's Ligursky. He said that to me a long time ago, and I forgot, and I'm a terrible person. Tucker Ligursky, he is our senior broadcasting producer. Why don't you, Calvin, you've got them a joint gift, right?
Correct.
Why not get them two smaller gifts, one for each of them? It doesn't have to be a lot, just something, you know, here is one for you, one for you, and then something here's for both of you. That way it cuts back on the possible, like, I mean, then they're getting two joint gifts, and it's like.
I would do that, if not for two reasons. Reason one, my brother is extremely hard to shop for. He doesn't have. This is going to sound like I'm digging on him, but I don't mean it that way.
Okay, all right.
He doesn't really have interests or hobbies, he's a teacher.
Yeah, yes.
And he comes home and watches TV and hangs out with his girlfriend.
Okay, I mean,
so,
but it doesn't have to be a gift that promotes a hobby.
I understand. I don't like getting cosmetics or clothes for people, because that's really, he likes clothes, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know his girlfriend well enough to get something personal.
Then text
her.
Your brother and say, hey, what's her, we're just gonna call her Anna. What is Anna like? And
I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add a gift card that they can use together.
And that's great. And honestly, that there's nothing wrong with that. If you can give them a gift card that will allow them to shop at a place that they enjoy, that is a fantastic gift. I will not sit here and allow people to slag off gift cards or even just a pocket of cash. Be like, here, buy yourself something nice. Because then you get to do that. I mean, I understand the point of saying, like, I want to buy them something nice. And that's fine. You can do that. But also, give me a gift card to Stumac. I want to buy some guitar stuff. That's what I want. But, you know, do both. Or give me a small little gift from the heart. My sister does this every year. My sister is one of the best personal gift givers on the planet. She always makes either me, my wife, my mother, all three of us cry with a present because it's always so personal and so thoughtful that we, on my best day, would never have come up with it. So I think that that's fine. You can do that, but you can also say, here's a gift card to, you know, Kohl's. Buy yourself. I know you want some jeans. I know you want something. That's perfect. And I think that's cool. And Jenny on the live stream points out, joint gifts are great when the gifts encourage them to enjoy their holiday time together, especially if they're parents. I know that they're not parents, correct?
No, they aren't. And so I got the initial gift was a board game that I think we'll probably all play as a family. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit of a selfish gift. So my other idea is I'll probably get them, I don't know, maybe see if I can find a Fandango gift card. Maybe they can go see a movie together.
Okay. See, so I'll give you a scenario too. So this is what I was going to suggest as well. My sister texted me and said, you know, my wife has very utilitarian needs when it comes to her gift lists. It's very much, it's gift cards. It's things she needs to use them for to live her life and enjoy some things. So it's gift cards to restaurants or to a salon that she really enjoys. And my wife was saying something to the effect of, what else is there that I can give her that isn't a gift card? And I said, honestly, present to her, like, on a piece of paper, print it out, an experience. And what I mean by that is, say, this is good for me and you getting a mani-pedi, a massage, going to see a movie, and lunch. Present to her an experience that she can use down the road. And that in and of itself, it's not just a gift card, but you're saying, I'm spending time with you. I want to spend time with you. So I think, Calvin, my point that I started 3 years ago, you got them the board game. That's for them. Then buy them something that encourages, like going out and say, like, this is your date night present. Like, I want you to use this for a date night. Play the game. Go to dinner. Go to a movie. That way they can plan something, and then you are the impetus of them having a good time. Unless they get into a fight, and I hope they don't. But my point is I feel like you can really put this into a way that shows them you're thinking about them, which you are, but also make them excited to spend time together. As Jenny points out, you know, like, those joint presents, sometimes it can be like, hey, we got your joint present. Well, you really got that present for them. I'll be fine. But like, if you get something that's like board game, gift card to a movie, gift card to a restaurant, that's a date night present. And that's amazing. Jenny also goes on to say, take care of a chore for someone too. Part of the gift is taking away the time it takes to plan something that needs to get done. That's also true. Like, hey, I'll come over and help you clean your garage or something like that. I think those are great ways of doing it too, especially as we get older. There's a tendency to say, I don't need a lot. And that may or may not be true. But if you say something to the effect of, like, hey, I'll do this for you or with you, that can go miles and miles ahead and really make them feel special. And that's really what we're trying to do. And adults, as much as we try to say it's about the kids, we still want to feel special and looked after. And John gets the last word on this one. My side of the family used to hand each other gift cards, which seemed dumb. Now we do a secret Santa and a separate white elephant style exchange made it more fun. Yeah, exactly. And I hope you have the funnest of fun times, everybody. I hope you absolutely get everything you would like, including gifts and just time with family. When we come back, it is time for This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Oh, holy freaking night edition. Don't go anywhere. One last segment before we take a break. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, and you are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are currently broadcasting all across the network live and in person. If you want to join us, you can always call 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also leave a comment on the live stream. We are always, well, not always, but when the show's on, we're on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Don't go anywhere, folks. After us, we've got Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, John and Gordy from 2 to 5, and Pete Schwabe from 5 to 8. Pete Schwabe with Nightlife. Night Light. There's still plenty of programming happening. And just because we're pre-recorded to join us and listen to a great overview of the retirement journey of one Jane Mattenair, our fearless leader. She's always our fearless leader here. She is the namesake of the show. And Christmas music Thursday and Friday, and then back live on Monday, getting ready for 2026, because, hey, can't wait for a new year, Calvin. Are you excited about the new year? You excited?
I suppose. It's kind of like your birthday in the sense that...
That
like,
was depressing, I feel.
No, I didn't mean it in a depressing way. Okay. I meant it in the that nothing really actually changes or feels different. It's just a matter of a day.
Oh, no, because that didn't sound depressing at all. That was, yeah, birthdays and...
I didn't mean it nihilistically. Oh, yeah. I meant it, I don't know, in your terms of... I don't know.
Yourself out of the, you don't like birthdays. That's what, Calvin Bionov hates birthdays and New Year's.
It's not that I don't like either of them. It's that you...
I feel like it's a holiday that follows Christmas. It's like, it's fine.
Well, and it's just like, it's what you make of it.
Exactly.
Just because it's a new year doesn't mean anything is going to change. You have to take the action to make it change.
Time doesn't change you. You change you. Well, time actually changes you as far as your physical body and whatnot, because it's my body is slowly caving in on itself. But that's not the point. The point is, yeah, if you're a partier, New Year's must be a blast. For me, it's about staying in and absolutely just... hunkering down, because I like the quiet. But we'll talk more about that next week with regard to New Year's. We're going to keep it rolling now with a segment that you were all waiting for. I know I was. It's time for another element of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Anything that should not be, you can send it into Calvin and me at janesaid.us. That email is still good. janesaid@civicmedia.us. Send us your thoughts, tisbats, guest ideas, topics. We'll take a look at them. We might use them on the show. We've done it before. We could do, that's how you can right take this to all the way to the New York Post, bastion of journalistic integrity, winner of, I think, half of a Pulitzer. This headline comes from Philippa Gaspar. Man breaks world record singing Christmas songs for, wait for it, 42 hours straight. Boo. A man has broken a Guinness World Record because he broken it. He didn't set it. There was one before. Hold my eggnog. I'm going to sing for 42 hours straight without losing his voice. His name is Dave Purchase. He spent almost 2 days singing Christmas classics from Mariah Carey to Wham. I hopefully think he sang Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney, because that is my favorite. I don't know why I'm saying modern, but, you know, there's She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand, blah, 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 whatever, you know. Wonderful Christmas Time, right up there. But he sang these classics for nearly 2 days straight, despite feeling like he was hallucinating and being close to quitting at hour 32, he did not give up. This 63-year-old man, Calvin, I once pulled my back stretching in bed, and this man is 63, and if you saw the picture, I'll put it on the live show, so excited. He's a 63-year-old man who sang for 42 hours straight and Christmas music. I feel very insulted, because I feel like as a 48-year-old man, I would get three songs in, and I'd be like, that's good.
I don't even, I'm only 27, and I don't know when the last time I even stayed awake for 42 hours was.
Hopefully not at all, man.
Yeah, like that's a like long what
happens.
Time.
That's what happens when you have a very bad lifestyle choice system, or you're just very sick. I mean, that's, you should never be awake for that long. But he started the challenge on December the 10th. And finished it on December the 12th, 684 songs, helping Dave get through the sing-a-thon at Gloucestershire's docks, where a dementia choir, a choir and local, I don't know what that is, a dementia, I've never heard, a dementia choir? Never heard of that. Speaking after the challenge, Dave said, kill me. I'm just kidding. He said it was not just a vocal challenge, but also a physical one. Exactly. You're putting a lot of, I mean, it's not just your vocals, it's your diaphragm, it's your body, it's standing up. And looks like he also sat down. I nearly gave up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I felt as I couldn't carry on because I was hallucinating with the lack of sleep. And I was falling, I was falling to sleep singing the songs. Yeah, I can imagine that. Exactly. That didn't stop him though. He did it. 684 songs, 42 hours later. And I got to say, I would be hallucinating too if I was just someone who was watching it, because I would be like, wasn't that guy just still, wasn't he here yesterday singing? Am I going crazy? He's still here, right? I'm not the one who's insane, right? But hey, Dave Purchase of England, Gloucester. I usually know how to say these names. Gloucester. It's Gloucester. New world record holder for singing for 42 hours straight Christmas music. Good job, Dave. You didn't give up. You kept them and carried on in the British tradition. And that is the end of yet another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you much to Calvin. Thank you so much to Tucker. Thank you so much to traffic, to engineering, to everyone who makes this show happen. If it wasn't for you, I'd be a guy talking to a mic that was not working. And I want to thank everyone for calling in, texting in, listening, watching, giving us your time. We appreciate you. I want you to have a happy, safe, warm, awesome holiday. Enjoy yourself. You should absolutely do it because you deserve it. We'll talk to you on Monday. Pre-recorded tomorrow. Christmas music Thursday, Friday. Stick around, Tom Hartman, after the news. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Happy holidays. Ho, ho, ho.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.